House Republicans recently released the tax plan portion of Speaker Paul Ryan's election year agenda, and agriculture interests are keeping an eye on some of the provisions. Republicans say the plan would be simpler, fairer, and flatter. Talk of simplicity is welcomed by agriculture, says American Farm Bureau Federation tax advisor Pat Wolf.
For years and years, farmers and other business owners have had to deal with the tax code that changed every year, was complicated, and often wasn't known until December. The Republican plan would do away with that nonsense, and instead it proposes a sweeping reform of our tax code that would be permanent.
Analysis of the plan by the Tax Foundation says it could lead to an additional 1.7 full-time equivalent jobs. However, the foundation says it would cost $191 billion when factoring for economic growth offsets. Wolf says the plan is part of a broader election year message from GOP leadership.
The blueprint put out by the House Republicans is a statement for the election. The Republicans are saying, hey, if you allow us to control Congress, this is how we're going to approach tax reform. This proposal is not expected to see any action this year, but yet is a bold statement about what we'll see in January.
The plan would lower the top individual tax rate to 33% and the top corporate tax rate to 20%. Farm Bureau senior economist Bob Young says that disparity is a little tricky for agriculture.
We've got a number of members, a number of farmers that don't file under a corporate structure, that basically just file an individual tax return. And we need to make sure that we're talking about, if we're talking about rate adjustments or closing loopholes or whatever, that we do this for both sides of the house and not just for the corporate side.
Agriculture did make some tax policy gains at the end of last year, primarily through the permanent extension of Section 179 expensing to the $500,000 level. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.